The ravages of alcoholism are a serious problem, and not just in Russia, so we urge everyone who drinks to do so responsibly. Now, there is one more alcohol-related story we want to tell you about. It's an update, actually, on a news story we told you about last November. It involved a search for some very old bottles of whiskey in Antarctica. They've been stored in a hut used by polar explorer Ernest Shackleton. That was over a century ago. They had since sunk into thick ice. Well, now 5 crates of Shackleton's whiskey plus another 2 crates of brandy have been recovered. In November, we spoke with Richard Patterson, the master blender at White & Mackay. That's a Scottish company that supplied the booze for Shackleton's polar expedition. Patterson was cautiously optimistic then. Now he's very excited about the recovery and his chances of actually sniffing and tasting the old scotch.
Oh, definitely. I can't. I'm just gasping to taste it. But remember, when you nose a whiskey, it will tell you at least 96% of what you need to know about that whiskey. Only when you're wanting to be sure do you then taste it.
Today's whiskey is not what it was a century ago, so Patterson hopes to study the old stuff in a lab as well as his palate. And eventually, he'd like to recreate the exact blend of Shackleton's whiskey. Then maybe whiskey connoisseurs everywhere could have a taste as well. Responsibly, of course.